a conscious decision to make a comment on a lot of things that are going on.
It mainly just comes out, because when you sit down to write, you think about what's going on around you, and you think about what's going on in your life, or what's important to you, and you know, what came out on the record was what was important to us at the time. You know, I guess a lot of people check out our lyrics and experiences as being political, but for us, it's just more about daily lives, because these are the things that
are the days of our lives.
You know, these are the things that we're confronted with every day, you know, and we have to make ourselves aware of it. Otherwise, we don't survive. You know?
Yeah. Now, a song like Someone Like You is one of the most powerful songs on the record, I think. How'd you get inspiration for that tune?
Actually, it came about when I read there's a newspaper in New York called The Village Voice, and the headline this particular week, this was a couple of years ago, was called Cops Who Kill. And this writer had done some investigation and had some startling evidence. I think it was the 76th precinct in Brooklyn, had a track record for killing young black males under very suspicious circumstances, and the police officers were always acquitted. And they just went around and interviewed mothers, parents, and a lot of the stories were the same. And just knowing that that can happen in society, you know, totally blew my mind. It really messed me up for a while, because I thought, oh my God, it didn't occur to me that cops would actually, or could actually do, or people could actually do that. You know, that was one part of it. Other events like, you know, the killing of Eleanor Bumpers or Michael Stewart, and, you know, just getting the overall sense of insensitivity that people have about such things. You know, I decided I wanted to put it into a song. You know, I put myself in the place of, you know, if Michael Stewart had a younger brother or a mother, you know, how do they feel?
Yeah.
You know, so it was just kind of like a call for people to wake up and be more sensitive to each other. You know.
Have you guys been writing more songs on this tour?
Yeah, slowly but surely. It's starting to come together.
Yeah. Corey, how about that safe sex song on Time's Up? Is that what that is?
No, it's about getting laid, basically. Yeah, basically. I like watching you turn red, man. That's fun.
How you getting it, man?
Was it cool working with Queen Latifah?
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, that was all right.
She wanted to get laid, too, so I figured.
You take care of business?
Whatever.
It's clear that it's tough to be a black rock band, even though it's 1991. And I think it's my responsibility to ask, you know, a lot of the black people in the industry might feel that, you know, black audiences don't want to hear rock and roll. And a lot of white people in the biz might say that, you know, they can't market a black band, you know, in the shopping malls and to the pop metal audience. You guys have been a trailblazing band, I think, somebody who is trying to change that. Do you see attitudes changing?
I think slowly. I mean, that attitude is still in the business, because it's been in place in the business for years, for decades, really. And, you know, the success of one band doesn't really change it, you know. I think what's going to happen is, as people start to, like, in terms of the black audience, because rock and roll was really aggressively marketed as white people's leisure music, you know, from the mid-70s, you know, up through to very recently. I mean, really aggressively, you know, to the point of having FM consultant firms, you know, to draw up demographic charts and tell radio programmers and program directors that, well, if you play these bands for these people at this hour, you know, you'll be able to have a certain amount of people guaranteed to listen to your sponsors, commercials, you know. But I think what's happened recently is that people are ready for a change. And I think in terms of the black audience, you know, when they check out the lyrics, when they check out where the music is coming from, they'll start to see that the music does relate to them. And our music pretty much relates to everybody, really, anybody with problems, or anybody who's living with their eyes and ears open. And it's just a matter of getting to know the band and getting to know the music and then deciding if it's for you.
Yeah, I think a song like Pride definitely relates to anybody.
Yeah, you know, it happens all over.
And I think it was Vernon who once called AOR radio, apartheid oriented radio. What's the airplay been like this for this record?